Alan, good to have you here with us. And I am really, it was great being with you this last week in your native territory. The conference was just 45 minutes from where you live, and it's really fun to be with you,
likewise,
spend some time with you. And quality guy with a lot of knowledge, and it's amazing who you know, especially in the tech world. So what you got for us today, friend?
First, thanks. It was good to see you as well and spend time with you. And I would say vice versa. Walking down the hallway with you is like being with the mayor. So it's more fun to spend time with you and get to meet all different kinds of people. Today, we're going to talk about an interesting topic, which we're going to lead into a full series around. We've been telling everyone that we're going to get our Tech Stack Radio program launched this month. I think we're just maybe a week away from making our big announcement and having our first podcast out there. But a series that we're going to focus on is going to be Build or Buy.
Technology. Build or Buy, and you're talking about technology. Build or Buying technology.
That's right. Some of us have pondered it. Some of us have avoided it. And some have still not been able to decide. In those cases, it's not a bad decision, especially if you haven't been able to decide. For one, and for those that have a huge amount of pride, they tend to build it. They love to build it.
Yep.
And in many of those cases, they're very successful. It feels the feeling of pride, accomplishment that you get during the build and response process, and the acceptance that you get after that build. And the feeling of being new and disruptive, it drives us, right? This whole industry is being so disruptive today. In a yearly study, I was looking online to find stats. In a yearly study Gartner put out, 2017, it was a survey that just came out, CIO survey, and they had this big giant conference every year. It's revealing that some of the differentiating factors of a high-performance digital business is the participation in the digital ecosystem. So it's not a matter of do you have the money to spend and do you have the right people, but can you get the operational part of the business to participate and be a part of it? And so being ready to join a digital ecosystem and subsequently reap the performance benefits involves preparation across the entire enterprise. So are you digital ecosystem ready? Well, there are positives and negatives, David, with both sides of the coin, especially if your toolbox is filled with development processes and resources. Here's the thing. In mortgage technology, and in most cases, you're a lender or a vendor, and in a very fast-moving industry that's undergoing a digital transformation, the answer to this question may directly affect your ability to scale and your bottom line. Looking back again at that same report, on average, top performers expect to develop 40% of their new digital solutions in-house because the components don't exist externally. That's right. Or startups aren't making or aren't able to scale quick enough. Sound familiar? So if you compare that to our industry, many of our top mortgage lenders seem to be doing just that. They've been involved in building their own platforms, completing acquisitions of technology vendors to expand and make their own, or they've been making large capital investments and pursuing interest in technology and innovative companies. And that's the reason why you may think it's a likely common theme, but ultimately different in some cases. Let's just look at the LOS platforms, loan origination software systems. That segment of our industry, the database of record for your mortgage origination business and the core system that you're using when you manage your loan manufacturing process, it's been a pain point for some. It's not because they're bad systems. In fact, being a developer of technology myself, David, and keeping up with customers' needs, it takes money and expertise and an orchestration of all different roles to build and expand these systems. And if you add to the mix the complexity of our business alone, regulation, risk, and everything else we have, it brings up the topic of build or buy. So for those that have the need for fast change, like some of those lenders, they have a direct vision or near-term goals and growth. They already made the decisions to build their own. They want to be in the driver's seat to their success. That includes how technology brings them to market. They have the money, the staff. In fact, a number of great innovative minds and technology-enabled folks that you and I both know have gone to work for these lenders. And they've been hunkered down building their next-gen platforms. And by the way, who doesn't want less vendor risk and vendor management and the management of integrating all those different projects together when you're trying to get to market much faster, especially when you're managing it for two different vendors and you really don't have any control? So as they need to expand and bring more solutions to the platforms, they bring the necessary vendors that's under those different terms. On the other side of that coin, David, some lenders have built middleware. And their investment into the digital transformation has been to secure the workflow aspect of the transaction and to own a more significant part of the vendor and project management transformation. And then a whole other way to look at this is the question of build versus buy is making an educated decision on what you actually need to buy. Each LOS vendor, they all have different strengths. They all have good and bad. And sometimes the good is directly aligned with your company's good. But more importantly, some of these systems are well aligned with a best practice and customizable process, which allows your investment to be around planning, success, and maintenance. There's so many more points for us to explore. But
we'll be doing that.
Almost like going to a commercial break, we're going to talk about that on Tech Stack Radio. So we're going to try and bring some real good people to the format.
It's really interesting.
Segment. One of many, but it's something, it's going to be here forever. And as we start to transform this industry, everybody's up against that same question. Do we build or do we buy?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I didn't even think there was any more a question. I could never have recommended or imagined anyone building their own technology from the ground floor up. They might partner with someone. And I had a chance of being with 10 lenders Thursday and Friday with a number of people that are looking at this. So I had a chance to lead a discussion. It's fascinating. But the reason we got the multiple on our sale of our last company was because we built it. I just can't imagine taking that on these days. But you're saying there are those that are doing it. And I know for a fact there are. And so we're going to stay tuned to this Tech Stack Radio program to learn more about this one.
Because
I'd never thought we had ever hear a saying that we'd recommend building again. So with the complexities. Go ahead. Yeah.
By the way, as you look at some of the big lenders out there that are actually making their own way, they're starting to bridge into real estate, insurance, other types of products that all fit well into our industry. So they're becoming disruptive themselves. Now, they have a lot of risk with all that staff and the type of errors and such, but the upside of it is way larger.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Alan, being here and sharing with us your thoughts. Looking forward to get back to you on Tech Stack, hopefully next week. All right.